brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Already the third and final hour. I promise to take more calls in this hour, and I will, but we do have a guest coming up for one segment, a Marine, a former Marine who marched in a, was a current Marine, marched in an anti-war parade and is in deep water. That's coming up in the next segment. I've got a whole host of other news stories that we're going to be covering as well. Right now, let's go to Steve. Steve, where are you calling us from today?
Hey, what's up? Just calling from Orem, Utah. This is Steve.
What's on your mind, Steve?
First off, I'd like to talk about when someone is, you know, their rights are violated and they're in jail or whatever, you know, they need some kind of lawyer or some kind of defense. How do we go about getting funds to try and keep this government in check or the states in check?
Well, number one, most lawyers are part of the same good old boy club. And so they're there to plea bargain. They bring you in, they take your money, and then they plea bargain.
Yeah, so, they know the judges, and, you know, they
sure, well, let me tell you. I mean, do you want me to tell you? Or were you asking a question, or are you just saying stuff?
No, I'm just saying something, stating, hey, we need to figure out where do we go when something, when our rights have been violated, and we need some attorneys, or we need something, or funds to go and file a, you know.
Well, thanks for the call. Let me try to break this down for you, okay? The system is corrupt. The money system is based on a fraud. The Federal Reserve is a fraud. The country isn't even run by the people. It's totally bought and paid for by foreign corporations, okay? You can get family lawyers that are friends of the family. That's the best thing. Fighting lawyers are good, too. There are real lawyers, generally lawyers from outside your jurisdiction. That's why you need to work extra jobs so you've got money to sue people or defend yourself if you need be. Also, that's why you don't want to be into subcultures. You don't want to smoke pot. You don't want to use any of the drugs they ship in. It's all real funny and cool until they get you in their snares. We are under enemy military occupation, sir. That's why I'm nothing against long hair, nothing against, you know, nose rings and all that. But MTV culture tells you to wear that. That's literally a uniform. They've showed the police and told them that's an enemy uniform. They, like attack dogs, have been trained to alert on that. When you wear the gang member pants hanging down around your, you know, your hind end, that is police alert on that. I mean, look, I don't care if you got a blue mohawk, folks. I could care less, okay? I don't care. If you want to look like a reef fish and have some pretty colors and, you know, it attracts females to you, I could care less. I'm not, it doesn't shock me your blue or your green thing or your, you know, whatever. I don't care. The point is you are identifying yourself as a subculture to be fed on. See, they tell you it's cool, so you will regale yourself in it so they can then feed on you. You're literally saying, I'm the type of fish you eat, shark. And then they get you to put on the stripes of what the blue shark likes to eat. I mean, it's really that simple. Me, I'm the type of fish that's got colorings on me that says, you better leave me alone. I don't taste good, and I got poison spines sticking out all over the place. Okay, I'm not a little fat, little juicy mackerel for you. Do you understand, comprende? Leave me alone. I'm a Camorra eel, want to be left alone in my little cave. And when more of us start acting like that, and when more of us sue them, I mean, of course they tell you there's no amnesty. Then they tell you, oh, you can't sue cops. Of course you can. And they just tell you all this. They just tell you that. But the number one thing is to stay out of their system. Number two is you need to have family that sticks together. You may be poor, but 10 or 15 of you can take care of each other. Number one, know where you come from, know who your people are. Family's where it all starts.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm going to get into how they're pushing a global tax that has nothing to do with the environment. And I always mention on air, I say, the government dumped millions of gallons of nerd gas off the Carolina coast. Well, I happen to come across a new article about it. I'm sorry. 63 million gallons of nerve gas. I'm sorry. It's always far worse than I say. I tend to underestimate, you know, when I'm going from memory. People always email me and go, I can't, it's just made up. My point is we have genetic engineering, unbridled, wildly open-air pollination, planted chimeras. We have toxic waste dumping everywhere, major environmental problems. I'm not saying that humans can't and don't hurt the earth and that we shouldn't try to clean things up. We hurt ourselves, by the way. We're biological, too. I don't want my children dying. I don't want to breathe dirty air. I don't want to drink dirty water. But everything you see in the modern environmental movement is pure bull. And it's all meant to take all your environmental concerns and put it into global government and global taxation with carbon dioxide that is a life accelerant and makes plants grow faster and put off more oxygen. It's a 101 basic simple thing. And now they're gonna implement it. They're talking about doing it in Austin. They're doing it in Denver. The carbon tax, folks, they're not. It's a breathing tax, like space balls. You know, the president, you know, says they're gonna tax the air. I mean, this isn't a joke. And I'm just so tired of watching everybody get scammed. And I have all these friends that are environmentalists. They go, yeah, but aren't you for the earth? And I go, listen to me. Don't you get it through your head? I've actually studied this. Or do you just like feeling good? Just like we told you in 2001 that they were going to go into Iraq because we had leaks from the White House and we had public Pentagon battle plans. And just like we told you in 2002 they were going to attack in 2003, not 2002 because we had Bilderberg inside intel. Jim Tucker told you 3 days before that Bush was going to capitulate to Kyoto, and he now did it, didn't he? Because we have the sources. And we told you on the Iraq war. We told you repeatedly, because we have their own documents, that they were going to go there and stay there permanently, as Cheney has said, for 100 years. And that they were going to build permanent bases. And we had Ray McGovern, former top CIA morning briefing analysis from Ronald Reagan and Bush Sr., saying that our government clearly was involved blowing up that mosque. Well, that wasn't enough to get the Shiite and Sunnis killing each other. Now it looks like they've blown up both the minarets yesterday. The obelisk, the little towers that were left, to get them going again. They want to stay. The war is a success. Not a success in bringing democracy and freedom, as you heard, but in building permanent bases, bringing it down into total bedlam, shutting off the oil supply, which then artificially jacks up oil prices. What were they mad at Saddam at in 1990? Overpumping, overselling. Pull it up for yourself. If there's any real journalists listening who want to check out what I say instead of just poo-pooing it. And now all across this country, people are being arrested for their free speech. Free speech is being banned. Now, they claim people who are in the military don't have that free speech. And joining us is Adam Kokesh, and if I'm pronouncing that right, and Adam made the national news last week. He was in an anti-war march, and somebody noticed him, and now he's gotten a bunch of trouble over it, and we're trying to support him. Adam, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor.
Just ballpark, nutshell, sketch, whatever. Tell us about yourself, what you saw in the military, why you've gone public, what you saw in Iraq, and then what's happened to you.
Well, I joined the Marine Corps at age 17 in 1999, right after my junior year of high school, and I went to boot camp in June of 2000. And I joined out of patriotism. I said that I wanted to be a part of the national defense, and it meant something to me to be in the Marines, to have a combat MOS, be among the first to fight, and even in the reserves, to be a part, to have my life on the line for my country, for whatever small part of the national defense I was, for every short period of time, that really meant something to me. And that was in 1999, I wrote that on the form at the military entrance processing station. And I had college paid for. I was ready. My parents could afford to send me to college, and I joined because I wanted to serve. And so I joined the reserves.
Basically, you were 17, and you wanted to be a warrior like every young man wants to be.
Well, that was part of it, but it was a lot more than that. It was definitely a lot more than that. I really wanted to serve my country.
But
I really wanted to be part of the defense.
No, I mean, I believe you, but consciously, that's all of people's reasons. But deep down...
Absolutely. I acknowledge that, but for me, it was a secondary reason.
Please continue.
I admit, I wanted to face the ultimate test of manhood,
I understand. Who doesn't want to who's got their head halfway screwed on straight and got something between their legs? But, I mean, tell us the story.
Well, I was going to college. I was in the reserves. And when I saw that the Iraq war was kicking off, I was definitely against it. I'm a non-interventionist. I could see that it wasn't going to be worth it. I was thinking more in terms of resources. I thought the war, we'd be able to steamroll Iraq, which we pretty much did. We was very low casualties during the war itself. Of course, the occupation, as you know, has been a little bit different. And I still thought it wasn't going to be worth it. And I went to the one day of student walkouts on campus and found myself surrounded by hippies and was like, that was the extent of my protest activities at that point. And then the war happened, and I found out in December 2003 that my unit was not going to be deploying because we were reserve artillery, relatively low priority at that point, but that the Marine Corps was looking for volunteers to go with the 3rd Civil Affairs Group. And in Civil Affairs, what I learned in the 2 weeks between the time I was activated and the time we actually got on a plane to go to Iraq, I learned that what we were doing was rebuilding, like really the meat of it, working with local Iraqi contractors, building schools, mosques, clinics, things of that nature. And, I saw that what President Bush was saying we were doing on TV was exactly what we were going to be doing, and we were the tip of the spear. And frankly, I was really excited about that. I actually really believed in that mission. Even having been against the war, I thought that what we were doing at that point was cleaning up our mess and was really responsible foreign policy, and I was proud to be a part of it at the time. But when I was in Iraq, I realized the futility of what we were doing, and that even though our small teams, our six-man civil affairs teams, we're able to do some good on a very small level compared to the problems we were creating by imposing martial law on this country. It wasn't worth it. And that became clear to me there, but I didn't really realize the implications of that. But I did get a sense of the futility, and I had a rationalization for it. And, you know, everybody has something that they tell themselves to justify being in Iraq when they're there, you know, and sometimes that's, the mission is really just. But for me, it was, at least we're keeping the fight off American soil. And I know now that that's an absolute fallacy, because for every insurgent we kill today, there's two to kill tomorrow, and we piss off so many people in the process that at this point...
But that's wonderful for the actual war planners, because that expands the war. Are you aware of the P2OG $6 billion a year Pentagon program to actually create insurgents so they have an excuse to expand the war?
Well, I'm not aware of any programs with that intent, but I'm very, very much aware that that's what's actually happening.
Well, no, I just told you. I mean, I'm saying our military is not incompetent. They're doing exactly what the real mission is with precision, and that's chew up our troops, give a bunch of Halliburton contracts to the foreign Dubai company, and to keep the oil from flowing. See, people always say it's not about oil. It is about oil, because it's about not letting that oil flow.
They've been doing a splendid job.
Well, from the sick position of the globalist, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I understand where you're coming from. I hear you. And it's one of the reasons why I feel that I have a moral imperative at this point to share my experience and to speak out against the
Well, I mean, tell us about a few of the experiences you had, because, you know, you're a window into what's happening in Iraq. But, you know, I've interviewed Corey Rowe, who's with the Loose Change Crew, and just he was in Afghanistan, then in Iraq, and the stories about... You mean repeatedly, he worked at the hospital and he was in firefights, and there'd be cases where somebody just fired and they'd just machine gun whole, you know, highways of cars and just, I mean, what type of stuff did you see in Iraq?
Well, I don't want to tell any blood stories, you know. I mean, my job when I was there was to be the good guy. And now this demonstration in question, I'm only going to go into this to bring it back to a story, a personal story from Iraq. But the operation, the demonstration in question that I'm in trouble for was called Operation First Casualty. And it's called that because the first casualty of war is the truth. And the purpose was to bring a part of the truth of the occupation home to the American people, who have largely forgotten that they are ambassadors of their country running around with guns imposing martial law in a foreign country. And so we conducted a mock combat patrol through D.C. with civilians playing affected peoples, not Iraqis. They weren't speaking Arabic or pretending to speak Arabic or anything like that. But we treated them as we treat Iraqis on a daily basis, and they were randomly accosted and zip-cuffed and had sandbags put over their heads and, you know, generally screamed at and harassed. And people say, you know, oh, well, that doesn't happen in Iraq. But, you know, it wasn't even my job to do this, but I was at my checkpoint one day at our Civil Military Operations Center, and this was in June when the fighting in Fallujah flared up because Zarqawi was there. And if you recall, we bombed the building that he was staying in, and it knocked him down, but it didn't kill him. And he got into a car, a black Opel, and apparently a helicopter saw this happen, and they lost him. They were trying to follow him, and they lost him. And my checkpoint was on the main freeway between Fallujah and Baghdad. And so I get a call on my radio. Hey, Cartman, this is Keister, over. Yeah, go ahead, get on the hard line. So I had to get on, like, we had a hard line for my checkpoint back inside of the building, supposed to be secure comm. I pick up the telephone handle, and I go, hey, what's going on? And he says, Carmen, this is Keister. I need you to get out on the road and stop any black Opel that comes your way. And I was like, why? And he said he couldn't tell me, even over the secure channel. So I had one Marine with me in my checkpoint. I had two Marines on a machine gun overwatch. And so I went out and lay down by the side of the road, pointing my rifle down the freeway. Now, there's like heat waves coming off. This is a mile and a half from the city of Fallujah, and there's cars coming down the road, mostly going like 50 miles an hour. So I see this black blur coming towards me, and I'm like, well, shit, maybe that's an Opel. So I get up and stand on the side of the road, and I tell this Marine who's lying there, hey, man, cover me. And he's like, okay. So I stand up on the side of the road, and I'm pointing my rifle all the way down the freeway, and I put my hand up, and I start yelling, stop, stop, at this car that's going 50 miles an hour towards me. You probably can't even see me because I'm wearing camouflage.
Stay there. Let's finish the story on the other side. We've got a break. We're talking to our guest who got in trouble for wearing his uniform. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll also take more of your calls later and get into all that news I mentioned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 13, 2007. Gold, 647, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $668.20, $329.75 for half, $164.88 for quarter. That's $668.20, $329.75, and $164.88. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Adam Kokesh is our guest.
They railed against the crowd.
He's a Marine who dared walk around in D.C. with his uniform on during a protest. Honorably discharged Marine Adam Kokesh faces his honorable hearing. It also made USA Today the front page. Where is all this now going, Adam?
Right now, the case is... actually, I have some breaking news for you. This is going to be in the Associated... going out on the AP wire tomorrow. The recommendation of my separation board, which convened last Monday... the three-officer panel recommended that I be separated from the inactive reserve with a general discharge, which means that they basically wimped out on taking a stand on the issue, because they did say that the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, is not supposed to apply to members of the inactive reserve, but still decided to downgrade my discharge from an honor roll to a general. And that recommendation went to the convening general, Brigadier General Moore, of Marine Corps Mobilization Command, who I also told off in a scathing email, concluding by telling him to go F himself, because he offered me a plea bargain that was basically a load of crap. And he passed the issue on to Lieutenant General Bergman, I believe, who approved the recommendations of the board. So now we're having another hearing in D.C. Hopefully we should be filing the paperwork tomorrow as soon as we get this in hand, and it goes before a review board. But regardless, the final step in this process is to take the case to Congress and say, and file a fraud, waste, and abuse claim, and say that to demonstrate that thousands and thousands of dollars of Marine Corps resources were wasted for really no end, because I'm going to be out of the inactive reserve in 2 weeks anyways, and this attempt to downgrade my discharge won't even stand.
Well, let's go back to the story you were telling. For those, I got the rest of it during the break. Basically, they were looking for a so-called high-profile terrorist. They just had you guys out randomly pulling over people with their families and their children, and you were just pointing out how you were there to supposedly be rebuilding, but this is what they had you doing. But then I asked you for some other stories. You talked about learning about some friendly fire that got covered up. That's big news. Tell us about that.
Well, this is during the siege of Fallujah in April. We were attached to Gulf 2-1, and we were on the peninsula, and our infantry company was responsible for the blockade of the two bridges. We called them the Washington Bridge and the Brooklyn Bridge. And we had the city surrounded, and most of the fighting in that battle in April was relegated to the borders of the city. You know, there wasn't a whole lot within, but we had enough going on. We had a lot of bombing of the city going on. We had the C-130 Spectre gunships, and things would kind of get quiet when these things were flying overhead. They basically are able to drop artillery shells from the air with, you know, laser-guided precision.
Yeah, and Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah, these things are good. So, fighting quieted down when they were in the air. And because of the way we were set up in the city, on the peninsula there, we had a lot of Marines on the northern side of the city. We ended up getting some mortar fire in our perimeter, and I don't know how covered up it was. I haven't really researched it, but when we were there, we had about half a dozen Marines that were severely injured as a result of these mortar attacks, and they were evacuated by air, and everything sort of went according to plan. And then we were sitting around afterwards, and I found out from our major, who would happen to be at the command operations center, talking with the infantry commander, the captain, and he had known that this was a friendly fire incident, that it was American mortars that had landed, that had come from the Marines to the north of the city. But
let me guess, when it hit the news, Al-Qaeda had done it.
Well, I don't know if this particular attack ever hit the news, but it was something they never told the troops. Right there, at least.
Well, another thing is they keep calling Shiites Al-Qaeda. Anybody who fights back is called Al-Qaeda. Can you speak to that?
Well, if they want to redefine Al-Qaeda that way, then they're really doing a good job for their recruiting and growing their organization. But it's gotten to the point where just our presence has caused 90% of Iraqi civilians to think that it's okay to kill Americans in Iraq. And from what I saw and from the attitude of Americans towards Iraqis there, it doesn't surprise me at all. And if anything, we're pushing them right into the arms of Al-Qaeda.
Well, that's the whole plan. Then it blows up even bigger. It's a great plan for the Pentagon. Where do you see this going? Do you think they'll be able to hold on in Iraq, or do you think it'll collapse?
Well, that's a good question. But there, you know, people ask me often, you know, what do you think is going to happen? Because, you know, we advocate an immediate withdrawal of all occupying forces. You know, what happens when we pull out? And people, I'm like, well, what is the Pentagon saying right now? What's Bush saying right now? They're saying if we pull out now, it'll be really bad. Well, a year ago, they said if we pulled out, it would be bad. I have a feeling that if we pull out a year from now, it'll be really, really, really bad.
Look, over 90%. Let me stay there. Let's do five more minutes. Look, almost all the major analysts, the serious ones, say our presence there makes it worse. And the Pentagon knows that. That's the operational plan. They want it to be bad.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm.
There's a killer on the road.
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday.
Welcome back. Adam Kakesh is our guest. Adam, all the trips I've talked to, I mean, like, it's got to be 19 out of 20 say it's a disaster, it's horrible, they hate it. Even people that were gung-ho a few years ago and bought the propaganda. But I do still see a few on the news that buy into it, mainly officers, because they're just trying to climb up a social pecking order to get defense contractor jobs later when they retire. I mean, the morale of the military, how many of the people are still buying the propaganda?
Well, I don't want to try to speak for everyone, but the one statistic that really gets to me is from a Zoghbi poll that was conducted recently. There's troops on the ground in Iraq, and 70% of them think we should be out within a year.
Yeah, that was already, that poll's already a year old.
Oh, and 29% of them thought we should be out immediately. So if 70% of them thought that a year ago we should be out within a year, it really makes you wonder what we're still doing there.
Yeah, you're right. If 70% think we should be out in a year and 29% think we should be out immediately, that's 90%. 9% won out. And remember Bush lying and saying, I promise you'll be home by Christmas? I mean, but then we have the Pentagon plans. If you're not aware of them, I'll send them to you.
It's right, no, there's defense contracts through 2015 already.
Yeah, they're never leaving, folks. And then they just lie and tell you they are. And Hillary's not going to... Sorry, go ahead.
That just underscores the importance, like you said, of officers that are more concerned about their careers than telling the truth. This really underscores the importance of the veterans' voices, the ones that are out, and the retired generals, as we're already seeing. But, like, when a general gets on the ground in Iraq, you know, everybody takes his word as gold for what's going on there. But, really, he wants to say, hey, everything in my area of responsibility is just peachy. Everything's been getting better. You know, and then they have, like, a week-long turnover with the next general coming in. And he goes, oh, well, everything just turned to hell in that last week, but now we're going to make it better. And so
well, they're also lying, saying things have gotten better since the surge, but all that did was put more troops in an exposed positions, and the actual troop numbers of deaths have gone up substantively.
Well, that's not true. It also put a lot more money into Halliburton's pockets, I think.
Oh, but that's okay. They're an American company. Oh, wait, they moved to Dubai.
Oh, yeah, so much for that idea.
Listen, I really appreciate you coming on with us. Is there any websites where we can check out what you're up
absolutely.
To?
Absolutely. Iraq Veterans Against the War has a website at IVW.org. We appreciate all the support we can get. I'm still trying to raise money for my legal defense fund so that we can keep fighting this and establish a proper precedent so that members of the inactive reserve are able to speak out without fear of reprimand or misapplication of military justice. And I also have a blog at Kokesh, KOKESH.blogspot.com. But hey, let me tell you a joke, Alex. You might appreciate this. How many vets does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Nothing profane. It's not profane, is it?
You don't know. You weren't there, man.
You're funny. That's good. Listen, I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. How many vets does it take to screw on a light bulb? You don't know. You weren't there. That is funny. I know I got loaded phones here, and I wanted to get into the environment news today. But, I mean, what am I supposed to say? Let me just dig it out of the stack here. Frankly, I'm getting to the point where my head's spinning. What happens is when I'm off air is I voraciously can't stop studying what the New World Order's doing. And then I get on air. You know, your brain moves a lot faster. You can read a lot faster, and you can put it in words or talk. It's two separate brain functions, really. And then I just get up here on air, and I'm just like, China's threatening us again. The feds have said they are going to go in on the Browns. That's all up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net. The dollar's continuing to plunge. I'm completely freaked out about that. I just can't believe it. I can't believe that all of this is happening. Paul Joseph Watson wrote an article, China Threatens War Escalation Over Bush Handshake. Top news story in China, ignored in U.S. Beijing furious about warning of American-Taiwanese relations. And I wonder why Paul can report on what's happening inside China. Wonder where Paul is. Anyways, in an astounding development that has completely failed to register any attention amongst mainstream U.S. media, China promised to escalate preparations for war in advance of potential conflict after President Bush shook hands with Taiwanese government officials yesterday. Now, they threatened to nuke us on a monthly basis, but that even caused national headlines, and he's got links to it. Bush shook hands and met with Taiwanese representatives of the United States, Joseph Wu, on Tuesday during a commemoration for victims of communism in Washington, D.C. Yeah, they did kill 60 mil. By the way, the Chinese government admits 60 mil. That's a conservative. 60 mil, yuppies. 60 mil, soft cops. 60 mil, liberals. 60 mil, fake conservatives. This is the type of, by the way, they are the world model. Their internet censoring model is being adopted by Google, Yahoo, MSN, AOL. The British government is trying to adopt it. You understand, our governments, everything you see in China, where they already have the human tax, where they already have a one-child tax, they already have an environment tax on more than one child, that's what they call it. They don't call it one child. Denver's announcing all that. Montreal's doing it. Quebec. You understand, folks? This is happening. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. I only want the military and police to have good lives. I know I get mad at you. I yell and scream at you because you scare the hell out of me because you're so stupid. And you scare me for this country. You know, a different type of fear, not a knee-knocking fear, but you scare me to let me know that, man, it's really coming down. And you don't know who your friends are. You don't realize how bad things are right now. You don't know who your friends are. You don't know how you're literally cutting your nose off to spite your face. You know that old saying? Cut your nose off to spite your face. Cut your nose off to be mean to your face. You don't know who you're being used. You've been brainwashed. The stuff we talk about is real. Everything we warned you about. The North American Union, Bilderberg, it's all news now. The mercury in the vaccines, it's news now. All of it. It's hard for me to believe the government runs giant child kidnapping rings, but it's real. You could find it out in 5 minutes online, mainstream news, but it never made national news. You can find out it's so bad I don't have words. And then your guys are running around giggling and laughing and trying to violate people's rights, and it's real funny. It isn't funny. This stuff isn't funny. We're all in danger, you fools. They killed 60 million in China. That's not a game. That's not a joke. I want you to picture. Let me do the dividing here. Using calculators so long, I can hardly do basic math. 60 million. 60 million. How many times can you divide 100,000 into 60 million? That's how many Super Bowl stadium size. I can't do it and talk on the show. John, do that. Well, how many times does 100,000 divide into 60 million murdered by the government in China alone, the world model, where they're testing it all, the big laboratory? How many times does... How many sports stadiums is that? Because Stalin said one man dies, it's just... One man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 die, it's a statistic. And it's true. 60 million people killed in one country. 50 million under the communists in Russia. Well over 20 million with Hitler. You never hear about all the people that died there. All the Poles and all the Germans and all the other groups. In fact, governments, admittedly, last century, this is an official number, you can pull them up between 200 and 250 million. Conservatives, about 200 million. Governments killed 200 million. How many times does 100,000 divide into that? Into 200 million. And each one of those is a sports stadium. A jam-packed. Next time you look at a sports stadium, that's what I think of when I look at sports stadiums. I think, my God, the numbers that government has killed. And that's why when I see some hippie or yuppie wearing a commie star, I just want to slug them. Because that star, that symbol, flew over the murder of a lot more than Hitler ever killed. I mean, it's upsetting to me. Did you do the math on that, John? Yeah, 60 million divided by 100,000. How many? 600 sports stadiums with 100,000 apiece. 100,000 jam-packed, full, going down, going under. But you watch a movie about the Titanic and you cry with a few 800 or something dying. Or they have Amber Alerts for some kid that's kidnapped. And government's all around you and is killed over 200 million. What does that do? We've killed, in the whole process, over 3 million Iraqis in the 16 years of liberation. That's not even counted into that 200 million. What is 100,000 divided into 200 million? I should be able to do that just in my, kind of like a math block, though, when I'm on air. Maybe I should just repeat the word 200 million over and over again. I mean, to really let this burn into you. That's how it always starts. Giggling cops that lack authority, corrupt politicians feeding off the trough. Oh, it's no big deal. It can just grow and grow. And then the people up top just start going nuts. They go, I need more. I want more. Just get rid of those people. Just do whatever you want with them. Just line them up. Just put them in a slave camp. What do I care? And the elite's all drunk and on drugs with hundreds of women apiece. And there's little thug cops everywhere running around in their uniforms. And they're all well taken care of. But who cares? And see, it's just a few degrees of separation from coming up to somebody on the street corner going, you can't demonstrate. We're going to arrest you. It's like an inch. You're 1 inch away from the very pit. It's like a cliff. You jump off the cliff, you're going to fall to the bottom. See, we've already jumped off the cliff and we're falling now. And the cops, you think it's just a small thing. You think it's manly to be able just to not care and go, ah, it's just the way it is. Ah, whatever, that guy's, you know. So go ahead and enforce it. Go ahead. Just remember later. Remember when you're destitute. Remember when you hear about some cousin in another state getting grabbed, and you kind of keep quiet because you don't want to get grabbed. Or when something happens to your child when they're at college, or, you know, with your ex-wife in another state. Just remember. Just remember it was your system. It was what you wanted. And people warned you about it. People tried to reach out to you in every way they could. I mean, Tony Blair calls for Chinese-style net controls in the UK. Mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. Manchester schools probe controversial field trip. This is out of Manchester, New Hampshire, going to live for your die state. The city school board early this morning voted for an investigation into last week's field trip that brought middle school students to a Planned Parenthood office in Manchester, where they told them about abortions and handed out condoms. Folks, that is nothing. We've seen cases in mass. I'm not even going to repeat what they teach them there. They teach them hardcore stuff I didn't know about until I was like 20 years old. I mean, they teach him, and they teach him it's fun. Stuff I can't even mention on air. I mean, they take children, and it's hardcore. The school board instructed school administrators to investigate the matter, recommended any changes needed to school policies, and decided if any disciplinary action needs to be taken. It needs to happen immediately, Mark Frank Gutia said during the investigation. He said it shouldn't take more than a few days. The vote took place in the early morning hours after school board members adopted the 2008 budget. On Wednesday, students in the STAY program, a program for at-risk middle school students that is operated by the YMCA, visited the Planned Parenthood offices as part of a field trip to social service agencies throughout the city. See, when you're at risk, but now they're saying all children under New Freedom are going to get, starting at age 4, 3 CPS visits a year. England's already starting it every month for all children. And it's about getting you in the system. Oh, you're at risk. Remember the headlines about convicting children before they're born in the womb, drugging them in the womb, mainstream news? See, this is eugenics. That's all it is. And you got to see the local Hispanic groups, they're all into their Raza and their race and everything, but they don't complain about the death mills the feds pay for in their cities that the liberals tell them are a treat. Margaret Sanger gave awards to Hitler, got awards from him. Literally a Nazi. Her whole society's set up along these lines. We're going to take you kids in and teach you how to get an abortion. You don't worry, your black and Hispanic leaders aren't going to tell you not to do it. They're just going to let you wave a Mexican flag and tell you that's how you stand up for your Raza, but you don't actually stand up for your people. See? They were confronted by pro-life groups who normally picket the agency. That was a big mistake. See, thank God they were there. School board member Doug Crucey yesterday said the field trip violated the trust of parents. Oh, because it was secret, by the way. They didn't tell them. The STAY program must go ahead. They have not demonstrated... must go because they have not demonstrated they are reasonable and responsible for our children. He also pointed out that Dawn Mitchin, the principal at Parkstill Middle School, told the New Hampshire union leader that she was aware of the visit, but told her supervisor she had no knowledge of the stop. Somebody doesn't have the story straight. Well, it's all part of lying, sir, Mr. Crucey. I'm glad you think this is a big deal to lie, because once you start lying, folks, people start dying. Bad things happen. Lies have an effect. It's not cute. Assistant Superintendent Frank Bass said Mitchin was flustered by a call from a reporter who was not sure what was happening. A bunch of crooks. They are, man, taking children without parents knowing to some death mill. They always are trying to pass laws, most states have got them, where your child as young as 11 can go have their baby cut out and not even tell you. See, the state wants to separate the family. They want to cut the family off. They want to get control of the family. Some good news. Court strikes down Bush power grab, claiming unusual authority to designate and hold individuals who are thought to be enemy combatants. The Bush administration exercised power that has unnerved many constitutional scholars. Now a federal appeals court has ruled such power exceeds the bounds of the Constitution. Follow this link to the source. Judge says U.S. can't hold man as combatant. On June 11th, the third three-judge panel in Richmond, Virginia, ruled 2-1 that President Bush does not have the power to declare a civilian living in the United States an enemy combatant and turn him over to the military for indefinite incarceration. Good news. Okay. Should I come back and take these loaded calls from George and Jim and Tony and Peggy and Davey? Or should I cover the global tax? We'll find out on the other side. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a furnace.
You know, I really feel bad for George and Jim and Tony and Peggy and Danny. I just can't have time to take your calls. Call me tomorrow. And you go to the head of the line. I promise. Those five callers, you were in the first in line. You call back tomorrow, you get first dibs. By the way, I told my producer no guests tomorrow so we can open the phones up. There's just so much happening. I haven't even really plugged my videos today or anything else because I'm so busy covering the news. I just the way it is some days. It seems like 3 hours just goes by in 20 seconds. By the way, it's simple math. I just could look at the decimal place there. Yeah, it's a 2,000, 100 person, 100,000 person. Imagine imagine 2,000 sports stadiums filled with 100,000 people apiece. It's even hard to say that. It's so big. Now, picture 2,000 sports stadiums filled with 100,000 people per sports stadium. 2,000 of those. And then they're just gone. Murdered, killed. Oh, no, the government won't hurt us. The New World Order wouldn't do 9/11. I mean, I've gotten emails before when I talk about the government dumping nerve gas in the ocean. They go, I just heard you say that. What's your proof? My God, it's in the news every few months. They still do it. They just take it right out off the coast and dump it. In barrels or in big tank, or they dumped it in the Delaware River and it killed everything in the river. And they just, it's just a minor footnote in the news. But, oh, my God, we've got to stop carbon dioxide. We've got to have a global tax for the earth. You know, and then all these guys go join the local hippie group to pick girls up, pick chicks up. And so they all just sit around drinking tea going, oh, the earth, we've got to restrict everything. Oh, my goodness. Let's go watch the day after tomorrow. They'll be playing it locally. Oh, my goodness. Meanwhile, they're dumping toxic waste everywhere, cross species, chimera, all sorts of serious stuff, folks. You know what that does to the ocean? I got this report, all the dead dolphins and stuff, and it's when we eat all this seafood that's got it. 63 million gallons in the latest dumping. Up on PrisonPlanet.com. Mainstream. 63 million gallons. When the stuff's old, they just take it and dump it in the ocean. The military does.
Oh, my God, we've got carbon dioxide. It's deadly. The plants will die if they breathe it.
It's just so sick. It's so sick. Just everybody totally gullible. The military's lobbying for open borders. Total traitors. Total enemies of America. It's not our military. They don't belong to us anymore.
They're killing the country.
Denver's green plan proposal called loony after hitting the web, Rocky Mountain News. People around the country accused Denver Monday of embracing a crackpot scheme to fight global warming after the city plan drew widespread attention on the internet. And it goes into the actual plan here. But it doesn't matter. They're just going to have lots of rock concerts. Again, that's how you pick up the chicks. And I've got good friends of mine who I explain this to. I go, listen, it's a scam. Let me explain. No, it's for the earth. Oh, yeah, it's for the earth, all right. Denver targets citizens in global warming fight. Denver is gearing up to fight global warming, and residents may soon be asked to make personal sacrifices to help save the planet. A special tax you need to pay. The new plan is aimed at making Denver a national leader in reducing gas emissions. See, they don't like to say carbon dioxide now, so they call it gas emissions.
Oh, gas.
They have been linked to global warming. Have been linked. Giving a major push to alternative energy, stepping up recycling, and changing building codes to encourage energy conversation. And it says they're going to have new taxes on the trash and new taxes on everything. It's just a new tax is all it is, but a micromanaged tax and enviro police. If you believe in us, support us financially by having a PrisonPlanet.tv membership or getting the videos at InfoWars.com. We'll see you back here tomorrow, InfoWars.com. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.